AI is changing the way that we do business, but it also comes with serious legal risks that can land you and your business in trouble if you're not careful.
Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
So today we're excited to have business lawyer Amira Irfan. Amira Irfan breaks down the top three legal pitfalls of AI and how to protect yourself before it's too late. So welcome to the show, Amira. We're thrilled to have you and excited to talk about AI.
Thank you so much for having me. Such an important topic to talk about.
Yeah, we're so excited you came back. You did an interview with us a while back, and afterwards we started talking about AI, and I think you have some great insights to share with everyone. So what would be the first thing that you would really caution people about when it comes to using AI in your business?
Yeah, so great question. The first thing, as you guys must have seen already in your own work too, and I myself included, I use AI to do different kinds of things in my business. But one of the most important things that comes out of it is the fact that AI is known to make mistakes. The content that it gives you or the outputs are not always accurate. They're not even complete. And so you always need that human element, that oversight to make sure that you are reviewing the content before you're just like copy pasting and putting it on your site or on social media or anywhere. So that's the first thing. But let's take it a little bit further. Because the fact that AI is known to make all kinds of mistakes, you definitely need to also protect yourself with what's called an AI disclosure or disclaimer. The purpose of this is to limit your legal liability. It's a statement that you post on your website. You can include it as part of your other disclaimer on your site. And because you have to ask yourself, like, who is responsible when AI is making this mistake? Is it you, the user, or is it just the tool? So if you look at like OpenAI's, you know, terms and conditions, they put that liability on you, the user. So what are you going to do as a user? You have to protect yourself. And this is why that disclaimer, AI disclaimer, is really important, because you have to let people know, you have to be transparent with the fact that you're using AI in your business in whichever capacity. And then you also let people know that, hey, just because I'm using this tool doesn't mean that it's all accurate. There might be errors or omissions on my site, for example, or maybe it's a blog post that you're publishing or social media or whatever, whichever way that you're using the AI system. You want to put people on notice. And there's actually an EU law that came about that actually requires people in the EU to actually give this disclosure. And in the US, we do have a bill, which is not effective as law yet, but I wouldn't be surprised in the coming years or so or months that we'll actually be required to give this kind of disclosure, just like how we have affiliate disclosures and disclaimers under the Federal Trade Commission rules. So you want to be always proactive and give this AI disclaimer, and also make sure the key to remember is that don't just copy paste the content. Please take the time to review it. So that way, at the end of the day, it's your reputation, your business, and you want to make sure that you're representing it correctly and reviewing the content that AI just generates. So that's the first tip.
So most businesses, I feel like with their website, they do have, you know, a disclaimers at the bottom that covers a lot of things. You know, it is good to always keep it updated and update it before we actually have to. And like you said, just it's transparency, letting people know what's going on.
Yeah. And if anybody needs like that actual language that fully protects you, then I do encourage you to check out my AI disclaimer template, because sometimes I know the legalese can be a problem, maybe not for you guys, but some of the ones who are listening. If you don't know the exact language that you need to have to protect you, then I have that template if someone needs it.
Funny, we were just talking before we recorded, you were talking about AI not being accurate. And we asked AI to write something for us, and it said, and right now we're recording in 2025, but it said, oh, well, when you're doing this in 2024, make sure you're doing that. It was like, AI thinks it's last year. So that would have been a problem.
Yeah. I mean, even I use AI sometimes to create an outline for an article that I'm going to publish or a blog post. It'll give me like wrong statistics. It'll give me like complete, it'll just make up words. Like it'll make up tool names that don't even exist. So you got to be very careful with the information. Now, if I had just literally took that info and posted it on my site or whatever, then again, I would get into all kinds of issues and false misleading information publishing too. But so those are the kind of things that I've personally myself have noticed AI making all kinds of mistakes on. And even with the legal stuff, I would never trust it. I've had like, actually, it's funny because I had a customer who tried to put together a privacy policy through AI because people are like, oh, let me just put it in ChatGPT and see what it gives me. And it just gave all kinds of false information. It mixed up all the laws. It just had all the incorrect information. So when he did buy my template, he said to me in my Facebook group, he said, Amira, I literally compared your template with the AI one, and I'm so glad I bought your template because the AI was deficient. It was all wrong information. Like the laws were all mixed up, the language was wrong. And he's like, I would have just trusted that if I didn't just follow my gut and just went with the lawyer template instead. And that would have made me look like a complete idiot because people would just look at your, that's your legal page. Again, that's a representation of your business. You don't want to put stuff like that on the website for people to see. And God forbid you get audited, you're not even in compliance. So that's another mistake AI makes. You know, people think they can just generate a document really quickly and have ChatGPT create one for you, but just remember, it's not accurate.
It's scary because it's that false sense of security. Like you, people already believe it when we really shouldn't. And I think it's interesting because, the first thing I thought is like, here's your guy comparing it to see, oh, well, could I have just used my Chat GPT, right? But it was awesome that he saw how incredibly wrong chat was and compared the difference of what it's like to have someone actually set up a proper legal template for you for your business. And I think this is important for people to really consider. There's things in your business you want to invest in, and invest in getting good legal advice and having the right information is important. And chat can be great for so many things, but I would not use chat for my legalities.
Yeah, exactly. Or to give you medical diagnosis, anything sensitive or anything important that can have very serious consequences.
What about like privacy and copywriting? How does that fall into what you can and cannot do or what you should be aware of when it comes to AI?
Yeah, so yeah, let's talk about the second big legal issue with AI right now that's happening is the data privacy issues, the violations, and breach of confidentiality. There's been actual cases where people have either, like for example, put their logo and try to, or put somebody else's logo to get generate their own logo as inspiration or something, and that now becomes public information that has violated someone's copyright, privacy. You never want to put any kind of sensitive information or confidential business information into an AI tool because just remember that it's opened for anyone now because of the AI training models. It relies heavily on data that you input, it collects, it stores, it analyzes. And that has also resulted in copyright violations, which we'll get into in a little bit. But there's some serious privacy concerns with, you know, compliance when it comes to AI. So one of the ways that you stay compliant is when if you are collecting AI generated data, for example, then you need to get explicit consent from your users, and that language needs to be in your privacy policy. And regardless, you need a privacy policy on your site anyway, because it's legally required. It's not an optional document. But you need to also disclose like how AI interacts with customer data. If you are using it in that like a chat box or something, then you need to also include that information. You also need to regularly audit the AI tool to make sure that you're not sharing or that it's not storing any kind of sensitive information without permission, because again, it results in privacy violations. Because under the law, a privacy law, you need to have user consent to be able to use their information in your business. And you need to also outline how you're going to use that information. That's where that privacy policy is absolutely needed. And then I'll talk about the third step in a little bit, but any questions about this so
Yeah.
far?
Could you give us an example of that? Could you give us an example of what someone might take as far as information from a client, not intentionally trying to mess up, but they may put something in chat or any cases that you've read about that, because I know nobody wants to do that on purpose. Nobody's out to like take advantage of a client or, whatever, but sometimes people just don't always think it through. So can you give an example?
Yeah, so what has happened, and this is a true example, what has happened is that someone has taken, like, they were reading a book and they took a paragraph of that book and they put it in ChatGPT and tried to get some inspiration for their book or just that information that they shared without realizing that now that is public information and that's now resulted into a copyright violation. Another issue could be like any kind of like sensitive numbers. That's why banks, AI is banned. Even Amazon at some point has banned it too because of this sensitive data, like someone's credit card information, someone's name, someone's email. Don't put that information into an AI tool because that could again be open to public, and that's a breach of confidentiality, other people's stuff. So AI plagiarism, I also give an example of a logo, right? Like if I just put in an image, this has also happened, a real story. Someone put like their family photos in an AI tool to try to generate another image or something. And now their privacy is violated because they shared this information and now it's publicly available in the AI database and platform. So AI is known to kind of use that information and create like additional works. And so you never want to put like any kind of personal information, yours or your clients, because it could be open to plagiarism, copyright violations, things like that.
I think about, like, not that I've ever in Canva, Jeannie, so you'll have to speak to this more than I can, but Canva uses some AI in it, correct? There's some AI integrated into Canva. So if you design something in Canva and you're using their AI, does that mean what you've designed is now public record for all AI to see?
So it could be, yes, because remember, currently under the way the current regulation is, the law is obviously ever evolving, but right now the law says that anything that's strictly generated by AI is not copyright protected. So if you took that image and you posted it on your site, which you can, but just don't expect that it's your image. It's basically public image. You have no copyright protection to it because you didn't make any specific changes to it on its own. It was strictly just an AI that created the image. You use that image, you put it on your site, so you have absolutely no protection. I could literally take that same image from your site and put it on my site, and you can't do anything about it because you don't have that legal protection. It's not your content. So that's something to keep in mind with Canva or any of these other AI tools. The only way you would have copyright claim to it is if you literally took that image as an inspiration and then you created on your own, you added that human involvement, right? So that's the only way under copyright law currently. Again, this is subject to change as we have more litigation, but right now the law says that the AI generated works cannot be copyrighted unless there was a human modification, some sort of an involvement. Same thing goes for content too, not just images. Like if I took, for example, an article strictly from AI and posted it on my site, that article is open for somebody else to steal and take it because I didn't make any tweaks to it. I didn't add my personal touch. I didn't change the tone. I didn't do anything on my own. Then that article is open to other people to take. So that's something to also keep in mind. Same thing for if you use AI to write a book. You might think, oh, it's my book. Well, if you didn't really make any human changes to it and you literally just relied on AI, then you don't have that protection under copyright law. You don't have the exclusive right to it, in other words.
Now, is there a certain amount of human change that's required? Does it need to be 40% AI and 60% human? Is there a way to, how do you know at what point that you have massaged something enough to make it
Yeah,
so?
it's a good question. The law is unfortunately still unclear. We don't have clear direction on that. It's right now in litigation. Kinds of changes are happening. And of course, once we get a little more direction, then I'll be able to give you that answer. But generally speaking, for right now where we stand, you want to be able to at least tweak it as much as you can. Like, but right now, the law, the way it says, is that the human touch and element and changes are needed for it to be able to even qualify for any kind of copyright protection. So it doesn't specify in percentages or anything like that. So we're not clear. But I guess the key is to, at this point, use your discretion, add your human creativity to strengthen your copyright claim as much as you can.
How do you see this affecting these younger kids? Or is there any advice to give? Like, don't put your original artwork online because then it can be stolen. And then, if not, what would you define as online? Would it be safe for him to put it on his own website, but
Yes.
not safe to put it on Facebook? So, could you define that for us, please?
Yeah, if it's an artist who's literally did not use this creative work, you know, AI is not used to generate that creative work, and if it's their own design or any own artistic work, then yes, you're absolutely okay. You have automatic copyright protection to that. The only time you don't have copyright protection is when it's generated by AI strictly. So let's say if it's a logo that I paid somebody to create and they didn't use AI tools, then I am the owner of that with whether I register that logo or I don't. I get automatic copyright protection because under copyright law, any content in the original form, not AI used, you have copyright protection to it. Music, book, artistic works, all of that stuff is included. So yes, you can post it on your site, you could share it on Facebook openly. But do not use that hard work and put it in an AI and try to create a derivative work or try to say, hey, I have this one image, give me something similar. The minute you put that kind of prompt in ChatGPT, now remember that you've basically shared your personal, confidential, copyrighted work openly in that platform for others to be able to use. And then also that model, AI model to also generate derivative works or other works from basically your work. So that's when you lose that protection. And that's kind of what happened with these authors, right? They had books they had written, and their content was stolen in pieces because the AI model just kind of shared that information openly, and that resulted in copyright violation. And that's why ChatGPT got sued by so many authors. So that's the kind of stuff you want to be very careful about. Be cautious because AI models are trained on, you know, like copyright material. So you could be also infringing on someone else's copyright. So if you're just strictly relying on AI's generated output, you don't know that how much of that is original and how much that is also taken from other people's stuff. So just be careful using that on your site. Be careful putting your information in there. And also, if you are using, again, as I mentioned before, any kind of artistic, you are using AI tools to generate any kind of stuff, then make sure that you change those things and add your own human creativity and element to it. And the last thing I would also mention is contracts. You also have to be very careful, whichever tool that you're using, make sure to read their license or end user terms. They usually dictate whether the content is how their model is trained, what kind of liability that you're assuming, right, by using that tool. And also, if let's say I'm hiring someone to create any kind of piece of content for me or artistic work, I would make sure that I have a contract that clearly identifies that whatever that person I'm paying them to do is going to be original work so that I'm protected in the event that tomorrow there's a copyright claim or something. I'll give you an example. I accept, you know, articles on my site as guest from guest bloggers, right? They submit content, but how do I ensure that it's not AI generated filled with plagiarism? Right. And I'm not going to publish something like that on my site. So we have an actual guest blogger agreement. And one of the provisions in there is that this got to be original content. It has to pass through, like, there's a tool, Originality AI, that you could also use that kind of scrapes the internet and tries to find if this article that they have given me is original or not. So these are the kind of things that you would have to implement now, because at the end of the day, if you don't, you assume that liability. So I could be publishing someone else's work, and next thing you know, as an owner, I could get sued for copyright violation. So if I don't take these precautionary measures, if I don't have those appropriate contracts and provisions in place, and then also any tools that you use, as I encouraged you to read their terms to understand that what kind of liability they're shifting on you as the user.
This is awesome and so informative. I have two questions. One
Yeah.
is, you said that you're taking blogs and putting them into an AI tool called originality.ai, but
Correct.
isn't that you taking someone's copyrighted original content and putting that into an AI tool?
Well, this is an AI detecting tool. It's not an actual tool that's generating any kind of content or anything. It's basically only checking that if this particular piece of work was plagiarized or not, if it's copyright free. That's all it's doing. It's basically detecting that if it was produced by AI or not. So,
Perfect. That's
yeah.
great. The other thing is, and this might sound like a dumb question, but if things are automatically protected by copyrights, why do people get copyrights?
Oh, that's a great question, actually. It's not an obvious one. They get copyright protection because the official registration allows you to file a lawsuit and claim even bigger damages. So you could still claim like some money, but by officially registering with the US Copyright Office, for example, then you get a official statutory damages that you're entitled to. And we're talking hundreds and thousands of dollars. So by having your book, for example, registered, that just gives you bigger protection. And of course, if somebody infringes upon your book, then you can really sue them for a big chunk and collect that payment. So that's why people do that.
That's perfect. That makes total sense.
You
Wow.
know, right? So it's so, I love learning all of this. It's a little scary and a little overwhelming, but it's so important for business owners. You know, you work so hard to grow a business. You want to make sure you're protecting it. And we're so grateful to have you here on a regular basis, coming on these interviews to help our, you know, our audience understand how they can better protect themselves. So how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can always visit my website, aselfguru.com, and on social media, I'm everywhere at aselfguru, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or join our Facebook group, aselfguru biz blog community. And please reach out if you have any questions or if you need any kind of legal help.
Well, you are our self-guru, Amira, and we always appreciate seeing you, and we always appreciate you coming and explaining things that we don't know or don't understand. So, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.